The mail must go through. The mail must go through. That famous expression stands for the spirit of the men who have carried the United States mail. No matter what the danger or hardship, nothing must stop the safe delivery of the messages that the people of our land are sending to each other. From the Pony Express riders of long ago to the airmail pilots of today, the same spirit of determination has held true. This faithfulness to duty has been the spirit of all those whose business it is to see that messages are sent or that people and things are carried from one place to another. The radio operator must stay at his key on the sinking vessel, flashing out calls for help. The captain and his crew are the last to leave the ship. The telephone operator stays at the switchboard, warning of the forest fire or the flood that is sweeping down upon the people. The railroad engineer must have a quick mind and a brave heart as he sits at the throttle of his engine. Men have always wanted to travel speedily and to send messages swiftly from one place to another. They have invented powerful machines and delicate instruments to help them do so. But speed alone is not enough. There must be safety. The lives of passengers must be guarded, and the important message must go through. Always there has been this battle between speed and safety. The machines men make are not human. Skillful hands and courageous hearts must guide them. The stories in this part of your book will tell you about some of the workers who send the messages and carry the people of the world swiftly and safely.